Okay, so Alibaba dropped a vision model that costs 3 cents per million input tokens, and I feel like we should talk about whether that number is real before anyone builds a pipeline on it.
It's real in the same way a sale price is real when the item is only on sale if you buy exactly one. The 3 cents holds under 32K tokens. Use the 1M context window they're advertising on the same page, and you're paying 20 cents in and 80 cents out. That's 6.7x the number in every headline.
Right.
And this isn't theoretical. OpenRouter publishes what customers actually paid over the last 30 days, and the blend is already 4.4 cents input, 14.9 cents output, at a 51% cash hit rate. That blend is above list, meaning a real chunk of real traffic is already landing in the higher brackets.
So the two headline numbers, cheapest vision model, 1 million token context, are mutually exclusive. You pick one.
You pick one. And the marketing pairs them without saying that.
Okay, that's genuinely annoying. But I want to steelman this a little, because even at the higher bracket, 20 cents input, it is still the cheapest video-capable model in the tier by a meaningful margin. Gemini 3.5 Flashlight is 30 cents input and doesn't touch video at that price. GPT 5.6 Luna just cut to 20 cents, but it's image only. So if you're doing high-volume offline video processing and you control your prompt length, the math still works.
Sure, the relative price story holds. What I can't get past is that we have almost nothing to evaluate quality against. Quen didn't publish a technical report. No parameter count, no architecture details, no benchmark table, not even a blog post. The Flash launch literally does not appear in Quen's article feed. There is one changelog line from July 25th.
Oh, interesting.
The one third-party eval that exists, from Roboflow, ranks it 22nd out of 23 models on vision quality and first on cost, which is, honestly, the most honest summary of the product I've seen. But 22nd of 23 is not a rounding error. That's near the bottom of the field on the thing it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that would actually change my recommendation depending on what you're processing. If you're classifying whether an image contains a product or not, 22nd of 23 might be fine. If you're reading a medical form or doing anything where a wrong extraction matters, that ranking is a hard stop.
And we don't even know where it fails. Is it spatial reasoning? OCR? Video frame consistency? Nobody's published the breakdown. This is the thing that bugs me about the whole launch. Quen built their reputation on open releases and detailed technical reports. This is a different posture entirely. And for a model people are going to route production traffic through, that's a real gap.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the latency tail, 59 tokens per second at P50, which is already well below Gemini 3.5 Flashlight at 382. Fine for batch. But the end-to-end latency goes 17.96 seconds at P90, 29 seconds at P95, and 90 seconds at P99. One request in 100 takes a minute and a half.
Okay, 90 seconds is not a metric at that point. That's a product decision.
And it compounds in an agent loop. One slow tool call stalls everything downstream. Speaking of which, the tool call error rate is 8.88%. That's not a footnote. That's almost 1 in 9 tool calls failing.
I want to push back slightly on framing this as a general failure, though. Like, you and I have spent a lot of time on this show talking about how the right model for the task is the whole game. That workhorse routing insight from when we were working through the Opus 5 stuff. And Quen 3.7 Flash is pretty clearly not the workhorse. It's the volume floor. The question is whether you've correctly identified that your task is a volume floor task.
That's fair. And there's one genuinely surprising thing in the model family that I'll give them credit for. Flash is the only member of the Quen 3.7 family that accepts video. Max, the flagship, is text only, so the budget tier sees the most input modalities. That's a weird inversion.
That's wild. The cheapest one gets video and the most expensive one doesn't.
I have no explanation for that. Maybe Max's reasoning architecture doesn't play well with video yet, but it means if you're building anything that touches video at scale and you want to stay cheap, there's literally nothing else in the tier.
So that's the actual product story, right? Not cheapest vision model. It's only video model under 10 cents input, full stop, if your prompts stay short. That's a narrower claim, but a real one.
That I'll take. The other thing worth noting, against its own predecessor, Qwen 3.6 flash at 18.75 cents input, the new base tier is 6.25x cheaper. Alibaba just cut their own vision floor by an order of magnitude. Whatever else is broken about this launch, that price compression is real competitive pressure.
Right, right.
Where I land is volume tool, not quality tool. Batch image tagging, offline video description, anything where you control prompt length, you can absorb quality variants, and no person is waiting on the result. The moment a customer is on the other end of this model, the 8.88% tool error rate and that latency tail becomes someone's bad day.
Yeah, and honestly, the transparency gap is the part I keep coming back to. Even if I found the right batch use case for this, I'd want to run my own evals before committing a pipeline to it. There's just not enough independent signal yet. One RoboFlow ranking and a changelog line is not infrastructure you build on.
The article actually puts it cleanly. 22nd on vision, first on cost. That's the whole model. If cost is your primary constraint and quality variance is survivable, it's yours. Otherwise, look elsewhere.
Okay, so cheapest vision model is technically true, with a 1 million token context window is technically true, and the combination of both at the headline price is not true. That's the whole thing. Kathy, I think you were right to lead with the pricing structure here.
Look, I'll take that. Though I'll note my standing bet on Langsmith Engine's code being open and forkable is due in about 10 days, so I'm not having a perfect month of being right about things.
Oh, I was not going to bring that up. Okay, that's a different episode. If you want to run your own evals on this one, it's live on OpenRouter under qwen3.7/2026-07-27. That's the canonical slug. And RoboFlow's vision benchmark panel is worth pulling up just to see where 22nd of 23 actually sits.